Hey Tyler, the Steelers are undefeated, brother.
Yeah, that is not something I expected to hear past week one, honestly.
I have to give my props to Mike Tomlin, proving once again that he's one of the best NFL coaches. The fact that he has this group of guys with an offense that is still pretty, it's not as bad as it could be, but it's also not great.
Right.
But the fact that his defense is holding opponents to like a little over 8 points a game,
I think it's 8.5.
yeah, like 8.5 points a game through the first 3 weeks, that is insane. Not to just jump right in on Steelers stuff, but I mean, come on now, how could I not?
I mean, dude, honestly, TJ Watt is looking like the MVP right now. If I'm keeping it real, like he is playing out of his mind. Your defense as a whole is playing out of their mind, but obviously TJ Watt's the anchor there, and he is going insane this year.
Yeah,
And
watch.
yeah, shout out Tomlin for taking his haters and his doubters and taking their face and shoving it right in the mud by starting 3-0.
Yeah, and
Insane.
it's not against, well, the Broncos weren't the best opponent, but you have a Falcons team that has shown to be very competitive. It's not just beating the Eagles, but also probably, ref ball got in the way of them beating the Chiefs. And the
Oh, don't even get me started
Chargers
on
were 2-0
that.
heading into that game, so it's just one of those things where the defense is doing what the defense has been doing the past forever, playing our next football. And Justin Fields has done exactly what this team needs for him to win, and that's more than what they got out of quarterback play the past 3 years.
He
So,
hasn't done the bare minimum, but he's done just enough.
and
Like by
he
no
still makes
means.
splash plays too,
Yeah,
right?
no, yeah. I mean, by no means does your offense, is it a top offense in the league? But it middle of the pack, it does what it needs to do. It gets down the field, you put points on the board, your defense gets stops. Like your defense will go out there and get stops. If they're averaging only 8.5 a game, man, that's three field goals. You don't have to score touchdowns.
Yeah. And for me, it's like the one big thing I think holding Justin Fields back for forever was the fact that he just turned the ball over way too much when he was in Chicago. And here in Pittsburgh, he's only thrown, I think, only one interception. He hasn't put the ball on the ground nearly as much through 3 games as he would have in Chicago last year, last couple of years. And yeah, like I said, he makes splash plays that show. As he gets more comfortable in this offense, they can start to open it up even more. They can start to have more deep balls, have more, all the haters saying he doesn't throw across the middle of the field. That 55-yard touchdown to
Calvin Austin.
Calvin Austin, right across the middle of the field, baby.
That
So,
was across the middle of the field. Yeah, that was.
it's good to see. Kind of hating on Mike Tomlin for not just naming Justin Fields the starter.
Yeah, I saw you fire off a couple tweets. It's kind of funny though. Why doesn't he just say it?
I guess maybe just doesn't want to upset Russ or something. I
I
don't know.
guess, yeah, Russ is a
But
diva, so.
if you're undefeated with Fields, not even undefeated, if you stay, I don't even know when Russell Wilson will be coming back, but the fact that you're starting off 3-0, assuming
Yeah,
that
why
this
roll the
thing continues,
dice,
the
right?
offense has through these past, like obviously, like it wasn't explosive week one and two, but you were seeing the progression of, it was kind of, like, oh, is this going to be a repeat of the last couple of years? Then week two, oh, we see the vision. There's a lot of penalties holding us back, and then week three, it's not quite there yet still, but you're finally actually seeing the pieces fall together for that offense. So I don't know. I feel like at some point you just have to declare Fields the starter, especially if he continues to play this way and kind of shows, hey, I can be your guy for the next handful of years, if not
Yeah,
longer.
definitely.
Because yeah, with this defense, they can make those playoff runs
Yeah,
with
no,
without
100%.
needing a top end QB. So that's just how.
Especially with how the offenses in the NFL are looking this year, they could definitely make a run with a defense like that because offense is has a very down like offense in the NFL in general is having a pretty down year. I
The
don't know if you saw
passing
the
game has
numbers or
just
not, but
tanked terribly.
yeah.
Like, I think I saw something that was like week one, there were 30 or like 34, 36
It
touchdown
was in the
passes,
30s,
and most of them came from Baker Mayfield and Derek Carr. So it's just, I don't know if that's just a trend that's going to continue. Are we going to enter back into that kind of smash mouth era of football? That would be interesting to see, honestly.
Definitely.
Why would that
Complete
happen?
360.
I have no idea. I guess teams are just starting to really focus a lot on just cover two shells, not letting the deep ball go by, and have better talent underneath to cover as well, which makes it just harder on the quarterback. But I mean, we'll see, man. I don't know. It'll be very interesting. It's very frustrating as someone who drafted Patrick Mahomes as his fantasy quarterback this year to see just not a whole lot coming out of it. But
Yeah, I remember you saying you have Mark Andrews too, and he put up a goose egg last week. So he got one target total.
Mark Andrews has found his way to my bench in fantasy
Fair
football.
enough. Fair enough. As you
Yeah.
should, honestly.
It's not great.
I was gonna say before when we left off 2 weeks ago now, since you took your trip to New Zealand, which we'll get into that in a little bit. Glad to see you made it back safe, even though I kind of worded it weirdly when we were talking to each other the last time. But I wanted to touch on something. I said that the Bills were a lock to beat the Dolphins on Thursday Night Football. Now, prayers for Tua. Hopefully, he makes good recovery. Hopefully, things are good with him. Obviously, you hate to see things like that. But I was right. And the Bills are for real.
I'm going to come before you, Tyler, right now and tell you I was very wrong about the Buffalo Bills. They are a legit football team. I know I was
Josh
shocked.
Allen, man.
Half of my giving them crap was due to the Cardinals not being me not I wasn't respecting the Cardinals enough after week
Right,
one first. But
yep.
second off, I definitely did not give the Bills the respect that they deserve. Yeah, that one is one that I have to eat and just kind of
It's
accept.
okay.
Hey, you know what? The Bills, you know, they took a lot of hits on losing a lot of guys last offseason, but they figured out what they needed to plug the holes, and
I mean, it really comes down to Josh Allen is the very early on front runner for MVP because he's playing out of his mind right now with what you would consider less weapons, he's doing more with. It's honestly insane. But yeah, they're balling. They just obliterated Jacksonville in two quarters of football. They didn't even have to play four full quarters. They played two full quarters and they sent them home. They sent them packing. They killed them. Josh Allen looked incredible. The Jags are just horrible, also, I think, too. They are terrible. Trevor Lawrence is hot garbage right now.
It's the ultimate Jacksonville cycle. They have one year where you're like, oh, they can build off of this. Like, this is something that, like, in 2 years,
This
they're
could be something,
competing for a
right?
Super Bowl, right? And then by the time they get to that 2 years, you're thinking, oh, the co coach has to get fired. GM's got to go. Do we need a new quarterback? And it,
After they paid
Trevor
him all that
Lawrence,
money, too.
it's so confusing because Trevor Lawrence has been given a lot of weapons, right? It's not like they haven't tried to give him the stuff to work with. Now, granted, I think that scheme-wise, it's not the best. Play calling isn't great. I think I saw one of the plays they ran on fourth and goal was four verts,
They're
which,
keeping it to the Madden playbook, man. That's simple enough. Come on.
I mean, just
Run
if
straight and get
you're that close to
open.
the end zone, maybe don't run four verts.
Yeah, what were they like on the 18-yard line or something like that?
Yeah, but it's just like,
I don't know. That the Jags are a dumpster fire right now. The Bills are for real. The Lions are recovering. They're trying to get their into their groove, I want to say. Their defense looked phenomenal against the Cardinals. I will say the first drive when Arizona went down and scored, I thought it was over. And then the defense locked them down after that. And then obviously special teams played really well. Jack Fox was special North the NFC special teams player of the week. So
I think that one thing that needs to be said about the Lions so far is they have had a challenging schedule to start the year. The Rams have been a very good football team despite all of their injuries that they've had to deal with.
And the record. They are 1-2, but they're
Yeah.
yeah.
Obviously, their win came against a very depleted 49ers team, but it was also in comeback fashion after the 49ers took a very big lead.
Definitely.
So I don't think it's like any need to be worried as a Lions fan for you.
No, it's in the thing that I'm thinking for now, at least, it's week three, going into week four. It's early. They have had a pretty tough schedule so far. They've played good competitive games. I mean, it's not like they got blown out by the Bucs in week two. They outproduced them in every statistical category. They just kept shooting themselves in the foot. So I think they're fine. They ran the ball repeatedly against Arizona, which I think they needed to do. They need to make sure that that is prevalent in their offense so they're successful. But I don't know. I'm scared for this week. Seattle has our number. We're 0-5 against them since 2015. So we'll see.
Yeah, and I mean, Seattle's been playing really well this year too. They're one of the few 3-0 teams left standing. And I don't even know if it's necessarily that Geno's playing that well. I mean, he's playing fine, but it's one of those, every quarterback in the NFL who's supposed to be upper half has been playing just fine besides Josh Allen, really. So it's going to be a challenge. I will say Kenneth Walker's health status is probably going to play a big role in that. I'm pretty sure Tyler Lockett's a bit banged up as well. And just, I
Well,
don't know.
I mean, the good thing for the Lions is they have a their D line is pretty good, pretty solid, especially against the run too. So I'm not necessarily worried about the run defense. I'm more worried about the pass defense. And they did well against Arizona, but I worry with them because I feel like the Lions secondary and the Lions in pass like coverage have always just been so up and down and relatively more on the downside than on the upside. But you get flashes sometimes and I don't know. It's so hard to be to have promising thoughts because I'm always so skeptical.
And Brian Branch is beat up, isn't he? I think I saw a report that he was
There's a lot of
pretty recently
injuries
injured. Yeah.
on the defensive half for the Lions. That's also the scary part. Our D line
Oh.
is also banged up. I think I'm
Davenport
blank.
is
Yes, he's out
IR,
for the year.
yeah.
He tore his pec, so he's done. And he was huge. He's been huge this year. So yeah, not ideal, but I think they are pretty good in the depth department. But I mean, obviously you want your number one guys out there at all times. So we'll see. But that'll be a good game. Lions Seahawks will be a good Monday night game. And honestly, I think the Lions finally snapped the 5-game losing streak to the Seahawks and win. But I don't know
Yeah,
if it'll
I
be
think
pretty,
it's going
but
to be a Jared Goff take care of the football kind of game, really. He's been a bit off target with his throws this year so far.
say the
And
least. He hasn't been
just
horrible, but like there are some throws where it's
he hasn't
like,
been horrible, but he hasn't been
dude, holy
you just
shit,
got a new
where are
contract.
you throwing the ball?
Yeah. Especially
Like,
after getting paid, it's kind of very
yes.
frustrating to see.
Which is weird because all of these quarterbacks got paid and all of them are having shit years, besides Josh Allen.
Yeah, and I think it is going to really come down to can Jared Goff take care of the football. They know that they're going to be able to get the run game going when they put the
Definitely.
emphasis on it. I think that they fell away from trying to build that run game against Tampa, and that's really what kind of screwed them over.
No, agreed.
But yeah, if they can just let David Montgomery and Gibbs just go to work against that Seattle defense, and Goff just make the right throw accurately.
Just make good reads. Just make good reads.
He
I
doesn't have to
mean,
do anything
you
extreme,
can't, not
really.
everyone is perfect, right? But like, just make the right reads, and go from there. And obviously, that is asking for a lot. We act like it's sitting here, we act like it's easy to play quarterback in the NFL and make the perfect read every time. It's not. It's fucking hard. It's like, if it was easy, everyone would do it. But you're getting
But
paid
you're
to do
getting
it, and
paid
you're getting paid a
$50 million to be
lot
the
of
one that
money to do
makes
it.
the right
So make the right read, please, right?
Yeah.
So, kind of going just into the general NFL now. We've seen 3 weeks, Thomas. What is your biggest surprise so far, do you think?
Okay. The AFC North has been surprising to me. And I
Okay.
know as a Steelers fan, that's like, oh, what? Like, for me, it's just we knew the Ravens were going to be good, right?
Right.
Everyone and their mother knew that.
Right.
We all thought that the Steelers were going to be competitive, but probably at the bottom of the
Yes.
division still. Like, just when you look at everything on paper, they did not look like
Right,
they were
right.
that team in the division this year. The Browns, I can't say it's surprising, but with all of the talent that they have on their roster,
I mean, going into the year, the Browns were like, okay, there is upside for the Browns. They can be a good team.
it's just
And they,
really, if you're a Browns fan, it's distressing to see you have as much talent on your roster as you've probably ever had
yeah,
in the past 20 years, right? Maybe
definitely.
the past couple years, you've had more talent on your roster than ever before.
Yeah.
Obviously, they have some injuries on that offensive line that makes things a challenge, but we're seeing just Deshaun Watson implode on himself, not playing well, and it's hurting this team. You saw
Yeah.
it against the Cowboys; they couldn't get anything going. So that I can't say it's super surprising, but it's unexpected for kind of the expectations that we were kind of setting for them heading into the year. And then the Bengals, man, I know that like we had a theme last week of are these teams cooked? The Bengals might just be straight up cooked.
The
Like
Bengals might be cooked, seriously.
that
Like,
defense was letting everything go
7.5 point
against
favorites at
the
home
Ravens.
against Washington.
And
And
Washington's
you.
played well, right?
No,
But at
they. Yeah,
the
Jaden
same
Daniels looks
time,
phenomenal.
the first 2 weeks, Jaden Daniels, you weren't like, oh, his arm is what's beating you. Like it's
That's
still his
true.
legs. And his arm beat the Bengals. And
He was
it's
throwing.
not like Joe Burrow even
He was
played that
throwing
well.
dots, though. He was throwing
Yeah.
dots.
And Joe Burrow didn't play poorly. Like Joe Burrow had a good game.
No, yeah, he played fine.
There are a lot of people saying, oh, it's Joe Burrow's fault on, Fox Sports or whatever. And it's just like, oh, you're just like, shut up. Right? Like,
Well, I mean, that's what grabs the headline. You know, Joe Burrow, it's Joe Burrow's fault, you know. That's simply not true. He's been playing fine. Has he been
They've
playing
done
spectacular? No,
a
but
very poor job of continuing to build around him, especially when their Super Bowl run came with some of the worst offensive line play in the NFL.
yeah,
And,
atrocious.
they didn't like they've made moves on that offensive line. It's still not particularly good.
Wow, you're telling me teams like the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns aren't making the right offseason moves? Huh, that's odd.
It's not surprising when you look at general history of the league, but when you look at expectations for the past few years,
No,
it's
I
just
know. I know.
they're not coming up
It's
to beat them.
more of like, what the hell are you doing? Like, what is ownership doing? What is leadership doing? Like, what are you doing? Why do you keep consistently putting yourself in the same boat every time?
They're letting guys go and not replacing them with talent that will actually fill that hole,
Yeah.
even 80% of that hole. So it's that has been my biggest surprise is those two teams just absolute not just the fact that they're not leading the AFC North, right? Like it's a competitive division, but the fact that they have looked as bad as they have, I think that is
Right.
a surprise to me. And the poor passing game, obviously, we touched on that as the only other like huge thing. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on here?
Right.
But yeah, what would you say has been your most surprising thing? I know that you're interested in
So,
knowing.
so two things, but like kind of the same thing. It is like, I don't know, like the Cowboys stink, which is surprising me, and the Vikings are for real with Sam Darnold. Like, for real. That team is scary. I'm scared of that team. I'm scared for the Lions to play that team because I'm scared Sam Darnold's going to dot the hell out of us. And their defense looks great right now, too. They
Yeah,
just absolutely shut down the
it's
Texans.
crazy, right? Like, and I will say, I think that when you like, it's still very surprising that Darnold's playing this well.
Right.
I do think that when you look at what he did when he got into the game in San Francisco, when he returned as the starting quarterback in Carolina, this after Baker sat down and left, you kind of could see, oh, he's settled into being a serviceable starter if you need him to.
Right.
But that is kind of the expectation that he was able to build is like he's not going,
Right.
he's no longer going to be the guy that throws three interceptions in a game, but you don't expect much more from him besides like if you have a good run game, you can win a game because he's not going to make the super huge mistake.
He's not gonna lose you a game necessarily, but he's also not gonna be like at least initially is what you're thinking. Like, he's gonna do enough to where he won't lose you the game, or at least hopefully he won't with turnovers, but he also probably won't like make throws to win you the game.
Yeah, I think to compare it, it's kind of like by the time he was done in San Francisco, you kind of gave him the same expectations of a quarterback as you'd give like Jacoby Brissett, right?
Right,
You
right,
don't really
right.
want him to be your starter, but like you're okay with it if you know
Yeah,
rebuild or whatever.
if you have to, yeah.
Just to have the Viking him see what he's doing with the Vikings, you start to ask questions about beyond this year, especially if he can keep it up, right? I know that they drafted JJ McCarthy, but Sam Darnold's not old. He's only 27, right?
No.
So if he plays like this and they go on that playoff run, that
Yeah.
if they keep this play up, they can go on. Are you considering trading McCarthy and extending Darnold just because you'd assume you can still get a good amount of draft capital for McCarthy, right?
Yeah,
Like
I mean he did look, he looked good
he
before.
wasn't
I
you know
hate saying that. I hate
top
saying that,
draft pick
but
for a reason.
he did look good in the preseason and in training camp and things like that. So he definitely probably does have, you could probably get a solid return for him. I don't know. I feel like that's such a tough call for
And
franchises to make.
you know, I think that by
It
the end.
really, it, I mean, it, yeah, by the end of the year, I feel like it'll be ironed out if that's a real possibility or not.
When you actually think about it, you know, Darnold will probably come back down to earth at some point, right? Like he
Right.
had very good play when he first got to Carolina as well. But it's just one of those things where you see him playing this way and you start to actually see this is what the Jets thought they were going to get in
Yeah.
their quarterback. And, you know, obviously it's a good problem to have if you're the Vikings if he keeps playing like
Oh,
that. 'Cause then you
100%.
have a choice, right? It's a hard choice, but it's, you know, for all you care, you just keep both of them if it's really that
Yeah.
much of a problem, right? So
Yeah.
yeah, I just think it's gonna be that is a huge surprise as well. Not to take over what you were saying.
No. I agree with what you're saying too. It's and it really speaks to coaching, honestly. I feel like you think about it. I think now I have a feeling though, like these teams now, I think like it'll hold for the first initial, 4 or 5 weeks. But I think it'll, like you said, it'll come back down to earth because I mean, they're playing great. The coaching is great, but I mean, people get figured out eventually too. Teams will start to watch film and figure things out and look at, okay, what are they doing here? What are they doing there? And we'll see. But I mean, yeah, he was touted, highly touted coming out of college for a reason, I guess. Like he can sling the rock if he wants to. I mean, that pass to Justin Jefferson, the 97 yarder, that was insane.
Yeah. And
On
I
the money, and then he just let Jefferson do the rest.
yeah, and it's just even him coming back down to earth could still be a very good quarterback because he's playing beyond just a good
Definitely.
play right now.
No, yeah, 100%.
So the Vikings are in a good spot.
Yeah. And that's why I'm scared to play them.
Yeah,
I wasn't worried about the Vikings at all this year.
I think
Now
it's
I'm scared.
actually you like they were that team that you're kind of like they're gonna like hit the soft reset button They still have good talent on the roster, but they need to kind
Right.
of reload, take a step back this year, and then go again. But with the way that they're playing, it's just
They're coming out guns blazing, man.
their guns are blazing. They're doing a great job. And
The
to your Cowboys point, that defense is just getting gashed.
It's so bad. The run defense is so bad.
And it's just the most Cowboys thing ever to have kind of those expect their expectations have not changed from people over
No.
the past handful of years. Like the
Nope.
expectation has been like their peak is going to be the divisional round. But it is
Yeah.
so Cowboys for it them to be like the most middle of the road playoff team for so long and then just absolutely implode. And
Abysmal.
I don't know, especially because Dak's in a contract year, right?
Yeah, I but also to be fair, I don't think Dak has been playing horribly either. Like,
No, but when you're losing games, it reflects on the quarterback more than it does on a lot of other players.
unfortunately, yes, even though their defense has been atrocious, I don't know. I'm sure a majority of the world loves to see the implosion of the Cowboys because I honestly, they're America's team, but who really likes the Cowboys, yeah, I don't know. That was it's just mind-blowing though, because and shout out to the Saints too, because they are for real team too. Derek Carr is balling. I don't know.
If any
I if you
team
would have
were going to
told
be the
me
team that just crashes, though, I feel like it would be the Saints. Like, I feel like there's always that one team that comes out like guns blazing. They're doing great. I feel like if any team were going to be the team that kind of ends up doing this and missing the playoffs, it would be the Saints. Not to say that they will, right? But
I mean, it would be very Saints of the Saints to do that,
And
I
I'm not
feel like.
expecting them
So
to. Like,
yeah, I definitely get what you're saying.
I think that we've seen they made a change in offensive coordinator without changing a lot of the weapons around Carr, and we're seeing that that scheme is working.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, just I think one of the things we're seeing in the NFL is how much having good offensive scheming has kind of not necessarily overtaken having really good quarterback play,
Yeah.
but drawn closer to it. Because,
Definitely.
we're seeing these step up, these steps up in offensive scheme quality from these teams that didn't have good offensive scheme quality the past couple of
Right.
years. And they might still have the same quarterback. And,
Right.
it's
And not even that, but
positive
too,
to see.
like what we're saying too, like these quarterbacks that have had rough paths on different teams with different schemes, and now they come in and they're, Sam Darnold, Justin Fields, Derek Carr, Malik Willis looks good in Green Bay
Oh, yeah.
somehow. Like I, like these guys who you would have told us that last year, we would have laughed at you. Or coming into this year, we would have laughed at you.
Yeah.
But no, they are like these offensive schemes, they're doing something right.
And with the Malik Willis thing, like LaFleur has done such a good job optimizing that offense to fit Willis's strengths.
Yeah.
And it was really good to see him go into Tennessee and go against Tennessee, I mean, and just kind of get his revenge on them because they gave up on him after, immediately
Yeah. After
after
putting him in a bad
he was
situation in the
ready.
first place.
It especially because everyone knew he was not ready to start yet.
Yeah, no.
Right? Like he had a good preseason. Everyone has a good preseason, basically. Like I don't judging quarterbacks off of their preseason play is the stupidest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And the like it, I'm not gonna say I'm super surprised that Malik Willis is playing well as a quarterback because I was high on him in the draft a couple years ago.
Yeah.
My expectations were very much lowered because of his play as a rookie, but at the same time, I was always kind of in the mindset like he wasn't ready.
Yeah.
And I just kind of thought that what would happen would be like he's just a ruined project because he got thrown into the fire too
I
soon.
mean, they threw him to the dogs. Like Tannehill gets hurt, they're like, "All right, buddy, you're up.
And
we know you weren't ready for this at all, but here you go, and we're gonna judge
so
everything
often
you
you
do."
see that ruin the player,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
And the fact that it hadn't, and he had to sit behind Will Levis after Ryan Tannehill went down last year, and then to get traded to the Packers, it's interesting to see these quarterback headlines because the quarterbacks, that are really in the news right now aren't the quarterbacks that you'd think would be in the news by
Yeah.
week, right?
No, definitely. Yeah.
Like,
It's very, very surprising. It's been a very surprising 3 weeks of NFL football so far.
yeah, and the games have just been wild as a whole. Like,
Yeah.
it's just very, it's a very interesting season, especially. It's surprising how entertaining and interesting it's been, especially with the passing game, like we had talked about doing as weird, like poorly as it has been.
Yeah, yep.
But like that's probably a good thing though, because one of the big complaints NFL fans have always had is like defense is just being pushed further and further towards you can't do anything. And
I
now
don't know.
we're seeing a pushback on that, right? Like
I
defenses are able to actually hold their own a little bit now.
get like the push for defense and everything, but I've been having a hard time watching some NFL games. And I know that might sound odd if you're a football fan, but I don't know. I offense has been
I think
rough this year to
there's a
watch.
difference between a game that is a good offense against a good defense and just bad football, right?
Yeah. And I feel like there's been an abundance of bad football being played. Like
I won't disagree, but I also think that
It,
there is
like if I
more.
sat you down in front of the Jags Browns game and made you watch the whole game,
No,
you
thank
might
you.
rip your eyeballs out before you end. Like probably 2 quarters in, you might want to, I don't know. I feel like there's been a handful of good games, but there's been a handful of like, this is hard to watch.
Yeah, the season's young though, so
It
hopefully.
is, it is, it is. And I think it'll get into shape shortly. I don't know though, the week four slate doesn't look very promising either though. The games don't look that appealing.
Mean, Lions Seahawks excites me
Yeah,
personally.
that's yeah, that obviously that's gonna be a good game. And I'm
Broncos
excited for that too.
Giants Thursday Night Football. The only thing I care about with that is Blake Neighbors. To be honest, I just want to see if he builds off of last week.
He's a dog. He's a dog.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
And with how the Cowboys have been playing, that game will be competitive too. Because the Giants played pretty decent against the Browns as well. So that will be a competitive game, I'm thinking. And then Bills Ravens actually Sunday night. That's gonna be a fun watch.
Yeah. And, the Ravens are 1-2. And I know I touched on them earlier, but they have not really played beside, okay, their weirdness week two, or their weirdness with New England week two, right? They played New England week two, where they,
Las Vegas
Las Vegas, where they,
blew that lead.
yeah, that wasn't great. All right. That was not great. But,
Listen, hold on 1 second. Lamar could have scored on that play, by the way. That final play, I have no clue why he pitched it. If he made one move, he's gone.
It's just a bad read at a bad time,
Yeah.
but I mean, when you look at the way they played the Chiefs, the way they played the Cowboys, the way that they started off against the Raiders, like they shouldn't be a 1-2 team. Like they were Isaiah Likely's toe away from beating the Chiefs, right?
Right. And they're one play away from beating the Raiders. They're two plays away from being 3-0 right now, essentially.
Yeah. And so that I'm excited for Bills Ravens. I'm glad that that is the prime time game because knowing how the NFL schedules regional stuff, that would not be the game that we get to watch in Michigan.
Right. Yeah, that would
So,
be. Yeah, I get what you're
glad that
saying.
that
Yeah.
one's on Sunday night.
I honestly have a feeling that the Ravens gonna win. And I'll probably be betting on that too, so.
The Ravens are, I think, 2.5 point favorites right now. So,
Okay. It is
yeah.
in Baltimore.
That's probably that is 100% why. But I'm digging the two Monday Night Football games.
Yeah, I'm kind of rocking with the new how they're like I also like how they're putting like 4 or 5 4 o'clock games too. Rather than having a million 1 p.m. games and then having 3 4 o'clock games and you're like you hit 4 o'clock hits and you're like, take me back to one, like take me back to one right now, please. Like give, I need 8 games going right now. And honestly, that's one, because I love football, and two, because I'm a degenerate gambler and I'm always betting on shit to happen,
You
and
need to
three,
be able to see
because
what's going on to be able to bet on it.
right, and three, because when 1 o'clock hits, I'm just on my fantasy app 24/7, just like updating, refreshing. Red zone's on. I'm like, all right, what the hell is going on? I'm ch checking scores. I'm checking who's here, who's what. Like, okay, it's just like I love it. And if it's spaced out more, then that's perfect. I can do that. I can do that from 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock rather than from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
I think that this build of the schedule has just been better for football as a whole. I will
Yeah.
say I'm still very nervous about more streaming services getting games. I don't
They
have
made it such
Netflix,
a
and I'm not getting
hassle.
Netflix. I'm not getting Netflix. I'm just gonna miss those games. Like, it sucks, but like, bruh, just put it on
Wait,
the table.
wait.
What?
Don't the Steelers play on Christmas on Netflix?
Am I going to spend all that money on a Netflix subscription just to watch one football game?
Yes, you will. If it's the Steelers on Christmas Day, you will spend money
I'm
to
going to
watch.
make a fake email account. Listen to me, Netflix.com. Prepare for an email that's like Thomas's real email at gmail.com to sign up in December. All
That's
right.
good. That's good.
And
You know what?
then
Honestly, you could
next
probably,
year,
I'm sure they have like a free trial. You could do a 7-day free
but you need
trial.
an email.
Okay.
I think I used to have a Netflix account, so
Oh, I get what you're
I
saying. I
can't
get what
get a
you're
free
saying.
trial on it. So I need to different email it. So
Don't you just use your like work email?
I don't want to get spam emails in my work email, to be honest. I already get sent enough emails as it is from work stuff.
Okay, completely off topic. That made me think of something. I'm at my job, where I work from home. I get random emails from some Subaru car dealership
Did you look for cars?
in Vermont, and they say the email will say, "Hi, Sean." I'm like, I'm not Sean. I've emailed them like 10 times and I've unsubscribed from them like 10 times.
Gonna take
And
a
I'm like,
wild bet. Some dude named Sean used your email when he was looking for cars on
I
like
don't know
CarPlay.
how he got it, and I don't know how it's in Vermont and why they're emailing me, but I get emails from them all the time. And honestly, at first I was like, what the hell is this? Like, and I just deleted it. Then it started to piss me off because I'm like, these guys, like, I just started noticing it every single time.
Okay, speaking of starting to get pissed off, I have been getting telemarketer calls out the wazoo recently. The thing that's annoying, okay, first off, all telemarketer calls are annoying, but the calls are in Spanish.
Really?
Yeah,
They're trying to reach that Chavez bloodline.
it's like a Colorado area code, but then I just hear a bunch of Spanish really fast, and I'm like, I don't speak enough Spanish to understand even remotely what you're saying, especially at this speed. And so I stopped answering it. Well, I stopped answering after the first time they called me, right? I'm like, oh, it's a phone. I'm just going to answer this one. But then that's how they get you, because they know this is a real number. Don't answer numbers that you don't
I
recognize.
know, but what if it's important? And it's random, and I need to answer it.
I know, but that's how they know. I know. It sucks. And but it's automated, so I can't just like take me off your call list anymore. And so it's just, I don't
Yeah.
know. I keep getting now I stopped answering it because it's the same area code every time, just a different number. So I stopped answering it, but I just keep getting voicemails in Spanish. And I don't know what they're trying to sell me. I got one when I was in New Zealand. That was pretty wild.
Really?
That was the first one I got that was in Spanish.
Interesting. How was New Zealand? How is it over on the other side of the world?
Oh gosh, it was beautiful. I wish I could go back.
Was the jet lag weird? Like, were you jet lagged at all? Like, how
Okay.
did that work?
So the very minimal amount of sleep that I got was towards the end of the flight. So I was able to feel at least relatively rested to the point where I didn't have to sleep when I got off the plane. Like I just went through the rest of that day doing all the stuff that I was doing. Like, oh, was that the day that I went to the native village? They have this really cool native village that's like a living village where
Yeah.
basically just the natives still live there, but they're also like, hey, we can get tourists money if we're like, hey, come see our village with all of our traditions and stuff, which
Right.
very cool. Very good for them for winning, you know, at business.
Yeah, smart business strategy, yeah.
But yeah, I was awake for that entire thing, and that was the first day I'd never slept. And then I fell asleep. I will say the jet lag that got me is I fell asleep at like 8:30 p.m. every day, which never happens to me. Like usually I'm awake until like at least midnight,
Yeah.
if not later.
Right.
So I was very confused why I was like falling asleep at 8:30.
Interesting.
But yeah, it was fun. You know, I went
Also,
in.
how did it feel? So you, how did it work with you flying back? You left on a Saturday and got back on a
Oh, okay.
Saturday?
So New Zealand is 16 hours ahead of us right now. So it was always the day before whatever today is there. Most of the time. So right now there it's Friday. I know
Yes.
Thursday.
No,
Thursday.
Thursday. Yes.
So right now there it's Thursday. So when I left on a Thursday from the US, I landed in New Zealand on a Saturday, which was just
Right.
Friday in the US, but it was
Right.
Saturday in New Zealand. And when I left New Zealand on a Saturday, I arrived in the US on a Saturday, and I arrived in the US earlier in the day than when I left New Zealand.
How is that? That had to have been weird.
That was a trip. Honestly, the flight back was worse than the flight there, even though the flight
Really?
back was technically shorter because I like landed at a different airport on the way back. But I think I didn't get any sleep on that flight back though, so that's mostly why it sucked.
How did you power through?
How did I power through?
Yeah. Movies?
I tried to
Music?
watch movies. I got to a point, so I was watching Lord of the Rings Extended Edition on the way back because
Yeah.
like I had just gone to Hobbiton and I was like, man, Lord of the Rings rocks. Let's start watching it again, right?
Yeah, and you have the time for it too, so.
And I got through the first one, got halfway through the second one, and I'm like, man, I'm so tired. I'm gonna
So
go,
burnt
like,
out.
I'm gonna try and sleep, right? The guy in front of me had his chair all the way back. Okay, quick airplane etiquette. Don't lean your chair all the way back.
Yeah,
Okay.
scumbag move.
Like maybe like if it's a short flight, don't lean your chair back at all. If it's a long flight, don't lean it back to like all the way.
Right.
Middle person always gets the armrests, both armrests, because they don't get the aisle and freedom of movement or the window and being able to see the cool stuff outside.
Right.
And
Okay, fair.
if you're in the bathroom, don't take more than 5 minutes. That is my airplane etiquette 101.
Okay.
All of those things were
We're
happening. I
happening.
wasn't in the middle. I was leaving the middle armrests open to the person next to me, but the person on the far side was not. I had the person leaning all the way back in their chair, and I had to use the bathroom, but someone was in there for like 20 minutes. So flights back from New Zealand suck.
How were the people of New Zealand? Are they
They are
interesting
very
breed?
friendly. They're very friendly, actually.
Okay.
So tourism is a very big industry there, obviously. So
Right.
it's kind of just they're used to tourists.
Yeah.
Very cool. A lot of just they say they place names. If it has a WH, it's pronounced with an F. Because that's just how like the natives pronounce the WH sound or whatever. I don't know how it works, to be honest, but like the places we were staying at would have like WH at the beginning of the title, but we'd have to say like Fakumata, which is actually a place there. I'm not just like
Right, so
butchering New Zealand stuff,
like the
right?
four seasons would be WHOUR
No, 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 no,
seasons.
no. Like there was still an F, but like if a place was started with a WH, you would pronounce it
You
with
made that okay, that's very odd.
Yeah, I was very confused. I kept calling places with the WH until I was corrected. But yeah, I'd say the coolest thing I did was Hobbiton, obviously. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to bore people with my story, but like they got a lot of geysers and geothermal activity going on
That's
under
cool.
certain
That's
cities
cool.
where like there's just smoke coming out of the ground, and then they got a beach that if you dig a hole, there's just hot water that fills it.
That's
And
dope.
just everywhere you turn, it was really rainy there, but even despite how rainy it was, everything was just so beautiful, right? Like I would turn anywhere and I'm just like, oh, I gotta get a picture of this.
Yeah,
Right.
that's
It
sick.
is
That's sick.
the most beautiful country I've ever been to. I will be moving there. Probably not because they don't have Dr. Pepper. Not to just get random, but they don't got Dr. Pepper.
Rip. Rip. That's a big mess. Big
It
mess.
is. They have Coke and Pepsi, but not Dr. Pepper. I know that's a really weird thing to just notice, but I drink a lot
No.
of Dr.
If
Pepper.
you like Dr. Pepper, there are a lot of people that are Dr. Pepper, like live and die by it. So
And so I was just trying to rock it.
Fair enough.
I will say I watched a lot of rugby, which is
Okay.
that is, by the way, this is the New Zealand national rugby team. But I was
Okay.
watching a lot of rugby because football would be on at 5 a.m. So I did watch a couple of football
I was
games.
gonna say, how did that go? Did you catch a couple games still?
I caught,
5 a.m. isn't that early.
no, it's not too early. I
Oh
caught,
my goodness, hold on. It would be Monday.
yeah. So I'd
Games are
watch
on
football
Monday
on
there.
Monday. Yeah, I watched football.
Oh no.
It was really weird. But yeah, I'm trying to remember which game was on.
Were you rocking
They all blend.
Stream East, or did they have it on cable,
They had
or?
ES. So they have ESPN there, but instead of games being on like Fox and then CBS or whatever, every game was on ESPN.
Really?
Yeah. So you'd get like the Fox
Interesting.
game that was on at 1 in the US on the first channel on ESPN, and then like the next game that they might switch to the CBS broadcast.
Okay.
They didn't do those in-game ads. If an in-game ad started, like where they're talking about, like I don't know, isn't like Kathy Bates is doing that new detective show or whatever, that's just a remake. I caught the tail end of someone. I don't remember. Was it Jim Nantz talking about it or something? I don't remember. I caught the tail end of one of the announcers being like Kathy Bates, blah blah blah, and I'm like, huh? But it's because they had done the promo for it as they were coming back from break. But instead of
Okay.
showing the promo, they just showed a shot of the stadium instead.
Okay. Interesting.
But yeah, it was fun watching football really early because then I had the rest of the day to do a bunch of stuff, I kind of
Yeah.
liked it. Didn't like specifically getting up at 5 a.m., but I
Right.
did kind of dig the fact that I then had the rest of the day to get stuff done after.
Yeah, that's kind of sick. I mean, waking up at 5 a.m. sucks, but being able to run the gauntlet of NFL games by like what, 2 o'clock, and then you have the rest of the day still, like.
Yeah, and I obviously I didn't watch the full gauntlet of games. Like
Right,
once my
right,
parents were
right.
up, I'm like, okay, we can
Of
go now.
course. Yeah,
Right,
of
like I'm just
course.
getting up early so that I can, watch some games before we're ready to go do something. But
Yeah.
yeah, and then at night, what's on TV? Well, rugby's on TV. So I am now a rugby connoisseur. I know the rules now. When I first started watching, I was like, what in the world is going on? Because they don't do first downs. You get six tackles. You can get tackled up to six times before you turn the ball over. And so they'd get tackled five times, and then instead of getting tackled again, they'd just punt it. But it's all so fast that there's like no, like they just pitch it to some dude and he just punts it away. It was pretty,
Really?
yeah.
So
It
what
is a
happens if
very
they get
fast game.
what happens if they go for it?
They turn the ball over where it is, and then they start
Interesting.
the scrum. But like the scrums now aren't really scrums where they actually push back and forth. I just kind of just like roll it in there, and then like they know it's going to go to the team that got it or whatever. But yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting sport.
That game
They kick
is,
field goals. They do kick field goals,
yeah,
extra
no, I know
points.
that, yeah. Don't they have to like mark it where they want to kick
They
it?
mark it, yeah, when you go into the end zone.
You have to put
If
it
you
down where you want to kick the extra
if
point.
you down the ball, so it's not just crossing into the end zone, you have to actually touch the ball to the ground.
Yes, touch it
So
down to the ground.
if you're
Yes.
getting like where the pylon would be in the NFL
Yeah.
touchdown, or they call it a try, if you're getting that try in the corner and the end zone, you're taking your extra point attempt from the
The
corner,
corner. Yeah.
just a bit further back, so they actually have an angle on it.
I do know a bit about rugby. My uncle played all throughout his life and everything, and he would talk about it occasionally and all this stuff and say, yeah, I had to down it in the end zone and scrumming and stuff like that. Yeah, it's quite the odd sport.
It's very odd, but
At
also
that point,
exciting, so.
they should just add four downs and maybe a couple other things, and they can call that rugby still, but it'll really be football.
Well, they would call it football sometimes. I'm like, what the?
Interesting. So there's three different footballs throughout the world. There's rugby football, there's American football, and there's football.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Huh.
Otherwise, like the guy that I was listening to announced that game was just on crack or something, and I forgot what sport he was covering.
You like that hook and ladder play from my guy, Zane Brown?
Yeah, it was cool. I wish that the Steelers offensive coordinator had the balls to call something like that. All right.
Yeah, he can't
The
dial
fact
it up like Ben Jay can, though.
having the balls to dial up a hook and ladder in the year of our Lord 2024 is
I
amazing.
mean, yeah, Pickens on the receiving end, tossing it to Austin. Calvin Austin's pretty fast, so
Yeah, that'd be fucking sick. It's not
yeah,
gonna happen, but it would be sick.
would be sick. It would be pretty cool if that became like a common occurrence in football, though, to be honest.
I think they're the thing is like you're gonna end up with that, like most teams are just gonna be really bad at
Yeah,
it.
no, I know. But if people could perfect it,
Yeah.
then you got an issue on your hands, because like coverages would change. I feel like it would be weird. Like,
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't know. If you could perfect it, it would be pretty unstoppable, I think.
Yeah, you'd kind of have to play really, really tight coverage defense if you were going to have any chance of stopping that, because you'd have to
Yeah.
really be able to hit the receiver that's catching it immediately.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to like just play like man with maybe like a deep safety or two and just pray. I don't know. Anything else? Anything you want to add?
Oh no, Tyler. I'm all set, man. I'm
Yeah.
still recovering from my return trip.
I bet.
I did get back.
When did you get back?
I got back Saturday.
Okay.
I watched part of the MSU game. I fell asleep on the couch at half.
And
We were leading, and then I woke up and it was the post game, and we were done.
that game was disappointing.
I'm
I
not happy.
mean, we looked good, but I'm sick of the F and BS with the shooting ourselves in the foot, man. The
Yeah,
fumble off the kickoff. Childs throws that double covered ball with 30 seconds left after he picks apart the defense on multiple throws. We should have won that game, and we should have won by two scores.
with the way that they were playing, like
We were the superior team.
I fell asleep. I was going to bed. I'm like, oh yeah, we got this. And I'm like, trying not to fall asleep, but obviously I couldn't help it. But I'm just like, oh yeah, we got this. And then like I wake up and it's just post game. I'm like, huh?
As soon as I saw that last touchdown by Boston College, I was like, we're fucked. This is over. And I was just so sad. And the worst part about it was my buddy's 25th birthday party. Big Michigan fan. So I sat there and I
Was nice.
watched the Michigan USC game, and I didn't talk shit one time. I kept positive things. I gave insight on what Michigan was doing wrong. what they were doing right, what they should be doing. And then I watched them score with 40 seconds left to beat USC. And I held my tongue and I didn't say anything. And then I had to sit there and watch Michigan State throw the game away. And it was rough. It was a long day.
Oh yeah.
I had fun. I had fun, but it was a long day. So, yeah.
Well, to make sure we ended it on a sad note, thank you, Tyler.
Oh man.
All of our
Yeah,
listeners
my bad,
at home,
guys.
be sure to like, comment, subscribe, follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you for listening, folks.
We'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming next week, so we're not going
Yes,
to miss a week
sir.
anymore, hopefully. We'll see.
Hopefully we get a good, nice slate of some
Oh yeah.
games for the NFL this week.
That'd be
Some
great.
shootouts. Hopefully we get some high scoring, high powered offenses. Maybe let the defenses take a break for a week, and then we'll get them next week.
Yeah, please, please, please. All right.
All right,
Well, Tyler.
Thomas.
Oh, we said it at the same time.
Sayonara. Till
Adios,
next
everyone.
week.